Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Speaking of these college football quarterbacks in the draft, Deion Sanders was on the Tamron Hall show on Friday after our show. And he said something that we had all speculated about and assumed that was going to happen. He said that, quote, there's a couple teams that I won't allow him to play for.
All right, there you go. So
it came right out and said it.
Well, he finally said it. I mean, like, and this is something you and I have been talking about for a month, at least a month. Here's why I think he said it.
The Browns.
Well, the Titans and the Browns. And, I think Shador wants to play with Malik Nabers and the Giants, which is going to put the Giants in a very weird situation because, again, I'm just going to say it. The kid is a first-round draft pick, but he's not a top-10 pick. You know, and I would just say is that the one thing he has that Patrick Mahomes had is the expectations to be great at the next level because of his father's history and for what he's been around his entire life. So I can't take away that from the young man. But he's just not an explosive player, you know, like we see at the top of the draft most of the times when you say, okay, this is a can't-miss guy. He's lacking in certain areas, but that doesn't mean he can't be a successful, you know, starting quarterback in the NFL. But it is legitimate to be able to say that he doesn't want him going either to the Titans or the Browns. And his son, I think, is settled on the Giants. Like, his son wants to come to the Giants to play with Malik Nabers.
So you really think that the Titans is a place that he's just not going to consider? I mean, the Titans have had success in their history.
I think the Titans probably take Cam Ward, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, then that leaves the Browns. It's just don't even try.
And nobody wants to go there, I can tell you that.
Right. So Tamron Hall said, have you told him privately who you would like him to play for? And Deion said, it's not like that. It's not like who I would like him to play for. It's a couple teams that I won't allow him to play for.
I would just tell you this. Here's Deion's dream scenario. Is to be the head coach of the Raiders and the Raiders draft Shador Sanders. That's the dream scenario. That's everything that Deion would want and Deion would hope for. And great for him. Listen, if I could manipulate that for my son, who was a top draft choice,
yeah,
God damn, I would be doing the same thing. I was telling, you know, Phil and I did an appearance together last night.
Oh, really?
In New York City, and we were talking about this. You know, and Phil had two boys that were, you know, great quarterbacks and went on to play quarterback at high levels. I said, you know, could you imagine if you could manipulate the system where you could become the coach of your son as the quarterback of a professional football team?
Yeah, it seems like the Raiders are not interested in hiring Deion as the head coach, though. That is, reports out there say exactly that. He has expressed interest in the job, and the Raiders are not interested in him having the job.
I'm just telling you, that would be the dream scenario for, I think, Deion himself. But I think, to me, it sounds like Shador wants to play with the Giants. You know, why else would he wear Giant cleats?
And throw the ball with Malik Nabers and have that out there on social media and everything else. I mean, it seems like that. You know, him coming to New York, I'm warming up to the idea. Because one thing I think you're going to get from him is he's going to be totally committed. And that's the first thing. You always say these GMs, the phrase that they love these days is, does he love ball? Is he committed to it? I just don't think that Deion is going to raise a son who's going to find, you know, show up to the NFL and just mail it in. I mean, this guy knows, and it's been drilled into his head since he was a toddler, that if you want to be great, you got to put the work in. You can't just show up. So I know for a fact he's going to work hard. And if we are to believe that Brian Daboll is someone who can make a quarterback better.
But this kid, just so you know, this kid is not Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's not saying he is.
He's not even Drake May, and he's certainly not, C.J. Stroud or any of these other guys that have had, you know, great starts to their career. Caleb Williams still seems to be everybody's, like, this kid can do so much, and they didn't get it out of him for some reason. So that's why that coaching hire is so important in Chicago, because everybody that I have talked to about Caleb Williams and his performance this year says there are probably about 10 different throws that he has made throughout the season that are wow throws that like just blew everybody away, which everybody expected to see. And just because, you know, he's probably a little bit immature and he's just not there yet, that the next coach that they hire in Chicago, it's all about getting the most out of Caleb Williams. That's why I think like guys like Cliff Kingsbury, you know, and Ben Johnson both have very good shots at that job if they want it. But I don't necessarily know that Ben is going to want to stay in the NFC North just simply because of his loyalties to a guy like Dan Campbell.
Yeah, that's what I kind of felt too, just because Ben Johnson seems like that type of guy that is going to think about those things. He's been with Dan Campbell for a long time. He turned down jobs this past offseason because he said he had unfinished business with the Lions. I definitely think that plays a part into his decision-making. Now, I don't think it's 100% that he wouldn't go to the Bears because of that. But I do think that plays into his decision-making. And, you know, as far as now with the Raiders job open, you know, the GM job open there as well. Now you got three general manager jobs open. And
that Raiders job could be his because, according to other reports, that Tom Brady is lobbying heavily for Ben Johnson. So if that's the case and they cleaned out the GM and everything else, Ben may be able to get what he wants from the Raiders.
Yeah, but he does not have a quarterback there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're starting fresh, man. You're starting from scratch.
But isn't that that's a huge part of this situation.
You go to
the Bears, you got Caleb Williams. I mean, if people still believe in Trevor Lawrence down at Jacksonville, you got that.
Yeah, but you also have Trent Baalke right now down in Jacksonville and Ryan Poles still in Chicago. I think Ryan Poles did a great job with this team. He's just got to find the right coach. And I think he's been around long enough, been around enough winning people to know who, you know, he would like to try to unlock Caleb Williams. But I could see Ben Johnson going down to Jacksonville and convincing Shad Khan, I'm not working with Trent Baalke. And if that's the case, then he's going to bring his guy with him. And Shad Khan even said, if somebody can give me a better, you know, answer than Trent Baalke, then I'll consider it. But at the moment, there isn't.
You see those kids that convinced Caleb Williams that they were Ben Johnson and then ended up FaceTiming him and pranking him? I mean, that is just, I got to give him credit for being able to pull that whole thing off, but if I'm Caleb Williams, I am pissed about that. You know, because you look foolish. You look gullible. Oh,
naive.
Yeah, I mean, all of it. By the way, speaking of the word gullible, so I'm listening to BT and Sal, I think it was Thursday when I'm driving home, and Hoff, the producer, Big Tongue Hoff, he called Brandon Tierney gullible.
He did.
BT did not like that.
Uh-oh.
Did not like that. And it was like real life anger that was coming at a BT's like, no one ever in my life has called me gullible, but you gullible.
Fuck you.
I was like, whoa. So I went to Hoff. I said, hey, he was really angry, wasn't he? He goes, yeah, he was. He was pissed off at me for calling him gullible.
You know, I just think Big Tongue likes to do that to get under the skin of those guys.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, he's an instigator. He's someone who wants to, you know, fire his guys up. And sometimes it works well, and sometimes it doesn't.
Stick it up your ass!
Oh, man. Let's go to Ron, who's in Tom's River. What's up, Ron? Good morning.
Okay, let me preface by saying I'm a Giants fan, and seeing everybody win and us lose, I'm kind of angry just calling about this. But I have to call Boomer out on something. C.J. Stroud in college was never thought to be this good in the NFL. So how can you base C.J. Stroud or any of these newer quarterbacks, a quarterback who has never even played the game yet? I just want facts of why you think so, besides Deion Sanders being the father of Shador Sanders. And, like, I just want your thought process, because to me, until quarterbacks, and Boomer, I know you're a quarterback, face live bullets, you don't know how these quarterbacks are. Like Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, everyone's on his jock strap now, and we don't even see the kid play from SEC. So I just want a little bit more elaboration.
All right, well, I'll elaborate for you. I compared him to Patrick Mahomes and the fact that he has lived a life around being expected to be great, or being around older athletes, being around the NFL, being around Deion's teammates, going to Deion's game. I mean, things like that impact these kids. And Patrick Mahomes was like, you know, I don't know how many times you have to say this. He was shagging fly balls at 5 years of age on a Major League Baseball diamond, for God's sake. So, you know, these kids are already exposed, you know, because of what their fathers did. And, you know, Deion has basically taken his son, Shador. He took him to that Jackson State. And now he took him to Colorado. And you've watched him flourish under the coaching of Deion and the expectations. And now Deion's getting himself involved again, saying most likely it's probably the Titans and the Browns because his son wants to go to the Giants. And, you know, are the Giants going to take him with the third overall pick? I would say that would be too high. But if they think somebody like the Raiders or somebody like that really wants him, I think they have to consider a trade. But I just believe inside of Shador Sanders, I've never met him, but being around all these kids whose dads played in the NFL or Major League Baseball that ultimately become the great athletes themselves do so in large part because they've been exposed to all of it.